this is Passport to Texas. Autumn in Texas signals the start of hunting season, and the November issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine offers features about this tradition that are sure to engage. Editor Louis Bond.
Well, you know, when it's November in Texas, it's all about whitetails, and we take kind of a different spin on the whitetails this year. We have an essay by Reed Whitliff, and he wrote a really wonderful essay on bow hunting. When he first went hunting for whitetails with a gun, it just didn't do much for him, and a friend introduced him to bow hunting, and that's where he really found his true inner hunter. So he wrote this very lyrical essay and calls bow hunting the fly fishing of hunting. We also have another take on hunting, which is waterfowl hunting, but ladies waterfowl hunting, with our own head of education, Nancy Heron, and the director of this program, Dawn Bellow. It's a really interesting look at women, what they experience and how they feel. And our third feature is something that you may not think goes with hunting, but actually I found goes very well, and it's about land conservation, because where is hunting, of course, without land conservation? So we present the 2012 Leopold winners, the Mitchell family, and their incredible Cook's Branch Conservancy. And it's an amazing family. It's four generations, 50 of them voted together unanimously to preserve this land. So it's all about land and hunting and getting outdoors in November.
Thanks, Louie. The November issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.